John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Keeltickup.
This is the High Gain Podcast.
High Gain Podcast, Ed, yes.
Where do we record it from, John?
West Seattle, Washington, Ed.
What do we talk about, John?
Guitars.
Oh, cool. I like talking about guitars.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Can we talk about guitar pedals today?
I think that would be super swell.
I think it would be killer.
All the snow melted.
Oh, it mostly melted. There's little piles every once in a while. You know, it gets really dirty when the snow starts melting, and then there's just all that black, grimy dirt.
Yep. It goes all Jersey style.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I'm not into Jersey style.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't know if you do.
Kind of do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a holiday. That's great.
That's kind of nice.
It's President's Day. It's
sure.
okay. That's good. My mom told me she listened to one of these podcasts.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did she say?
She wanted to know who the jokey, outgoing guy was on the podcast. And she was specifically talking about me. Because IRL...
In real life.
Ed's kind of a sullen, mopey guy.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, that's what the people think. The people being my mom and anyone that actually knows me.
I don't know. I think I am maybe more sullen than you.
That is true.
Thanks.
You know.
I was looking for that. Oh, no, you're not.
But you are.
I'm hermetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dot, it was her 75th birthday.
Happy birthday, Dot.
Happy birthday, Dot.
Yeah, and for some reason,
yeah,
Ed was texting me during this whole thing, asking me to translate pseudo-Swedish words. Ed would say, what does this word mean? And I'd say, it means sad.
Right.
And then he would say, yeah, that's cool. That's what my mom said it meant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if your mom said that's what it meant, why are you asking me?
Because she doesn't actually know what it means. She's like second gen.
You calling your mom a liar?
Bedrivid. Her dog, he's laying around. He's being all bedrivid. That means sad.
Yeah.
And apparently it does mean sad.
That means sad, but in context, it's more like you can feel bedrivid for someone. Kind of like condolences on the death of your...
your fucking dog.
I am sad that your dog died.
But Gunner didn't die. Gunner's cool. He's just a little bit driven. He's just a little bit of a sad guy. Beverages.
Yeah. We've got kind of a embarrassment of riches here today, Ed.
A medley. I got a Lifeway ginger elixir probiotic.
We both have that.
Yeah.
It says magical on its own.
Yeah.
But also sparkles as a mixer.
Let me try this one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Ugh. It's gingery.
According to them, since the time of Confucius, long time ago, ancient Chinese medicine has relied on ginger as an aphrodisiac and digestive aid.
Boners and pooping.
Poop boners. Yeah. It's also commonly used in spells.
Oh.
Yeah, to increase magical powers and attract love, money, and success.
That's great. Marlon James was at the Seattle Public Library.
The author.
He won the Man Booker Prize for his previous album.
Previous book?
I said album. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Album book.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an album of pages with words on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. His new book has got a lot of kind of magical realism based in Africa.
Nice.
It's very good.
We are very learned here on the High Game. We like books.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've been doing this lately. We've been pairing the beverages with petals.
Yes.
And I wonder, before you came here, Ed, did you manage to put your order in?
I got an order in.
Your petal, sir?
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
That little bit never gets old. Play like a chord for me, John.
Ooh. Okay, what is this we're listening to, Ed?
A Montreal Assembly Count to Five. Montreal Assembly is the manufacturer. I believe they are out of Montreal.
Really? Canadians?
I believe they're Canadians, like Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian?
Yeah. Yeah. This pedal is really cool. It's got like three modes.
It's called the what?
This is the Count to Five.
Count to Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
All I did was grabbed a little sample of your playing, and then in this mode, there's up to three individual tape heads, and you can independently control the playback speed. So this is just one head, and you can go up to 2x fast.
Oh.
Or you can reverse the direction.
So each tape head has its own...
its own speed. You know, and a nice thing there is you lay it down without the dirt, and then you throw the distortion on over the top. There you go.
Okay, what's mode one?
Mode one is close to what you would consider just a regular delay. So you can do the length of the delay and the amount of repeats, the feedback, as well as, again, the speed.
Ah, cool, cool. What's mode two?
Mode two has like a cool little random effect to it. There you go.
I can see why you maybe paired it with this beverage.
Virtually everything we do is happy accidents over here. In the whole bespoke, small batch kind of thing, that's these guys' jam. I like it, John.
This, Ed,
yeah,
is made by Epiphone. This is an Epiphone Coronet.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know these first came out in 1959?
I did, because you mentioned it earlier. Where'd you get that guitar, John?
We borrowed this from the private collection of Frank over at Thunder Road Guitars.
They have their kind of not-for-sale wall, and then they have the private reserve.
Right.
I think this is the second time Frank's given us a private reserve. The Junior was also one of those.
Yeah.
This thing's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
It looks like a Les Paul Junior a little bit. It looks like a double-cut Les Paul Junior.
It kind of does, and that is not accidental.
Okay.
They had a whole meeting about this.
Okay.
So
a meeting.
Yeah.
They called a meeting.
In 1957, Epiphone sold to Gibson.
You have told me that before, but I couldn't remember the time frame. Okay, so these guys are actually into Gibson years. Okay.
Yeah, Gibson owns them.
Yep.
So in 58,
they're
like, what are we going to do with all this Epiphone shit we just bought?
Right, and I think the general consensus at Team Gibson was, how do we fuck Epiphone? How do we just fuck their shit up?
That's kind of right.
Am I roughly on the right page there?
Yeah, and while this is happening,
mm-hmm.
most people are assuming that Epiphone is just dead.
Okay.
What happened to the Epiphone? I don't know. Are they still around? Maybe. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, Gibson in 58, let's have a meeting.
Okay.
What are we going to do with Epiphone?
Right.
Fuck. It needs to be a sub-Gibson line.
Right.
Because we don't want them competing with our shit. We don't want them taking market share away from all our, like, fancy Les Pauls and Juniors. And...
yes.
So what are we going to do?
Yes.
Well, we could make an entry-level solid body.
Oh, so this thing's got to be cheaper than a Junior.
Yes. And I know what was discussed in the meeting.
Oh, yeah? You were there?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I found evidence.
Okay.
They thought, Oh, it should have one or two pickups in it.
Okay, right. Like a Junior.
Yeah. It should be a poplar body.
Okay. Is that Junior?
That did not happen. It's mahogany.
Okay.
It should be called the Modern Black.
Ooh. Fuck yeah, it should.
That didn't happen either.
No. 59?
The meeting?
Yeah.
The meeting is in 58.
The Modern Black?
Yep. Oh. That's what they wanted to call this, but
yeah,
because they were going to do their modernistic series,
right?
The Modern, the Flying V,
yep,
and the Explorer,
right?
Okay, what should we call it? Let's call it the Coronet.
What does that name mean, John?
I don't know. Why don't you look that up, Ed?
Coronet is a small crown consisting of ornaments fixed on a metal ring. It's like a fucking crown.
It's a crown, so we'll call it the Coronet. Well, what color should it be? Hey, let's make it black.
So first year, it was only in black?
Yeah.
Is that why that guitar you're holding is black with a white pickguard?
Yep.
That is super on brand for Ed Peterson. I feel like Frank is just teasing me with this one.
It's in really good shape.
Yeah.
It's got all the great finish checking that you would expect for something this age.
Yep.
Epiphone themselves, actually in the 30s and 40s,
yeah,
they had a low-ender kind of like arch-top electric jazzy box.
Sure.
They called the Coronet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's why they wanted to do that.
Maybe. Who knows what the fuck these guys are thinking. They're a bunch of oldie dudes sitting around smoking. Almost certainly in that meeting they were smoking.
Oh, yeah. Smoking the dope?
I don't think that's their thing.
Smoking the dope weed?
Yeah, no. Probably not. That'll get you in the hot water with, what's his dick? Hoover. J. Edgar. Oh, right.
Hoover?
Right. Yep.
Clyde Tolson.
Who is that?
His boyfriend.
His secretary?
Yeah.
Guy that, yeah.
Now they got an idea, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
59, they do it. One pickup only, you see this as. Yep. Did they do the two pickup model?
No.
They did.
Oh.
It was not called the Coronet, though.
Oh.
If it had two pickups,
yeah,
it was called the Crestwood.
Oh, my God. I don't know anything about the Crestwood.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It had the pre-Gibson Epi New York pickup.
It's sort of P90-ish in kind of its shape, but it's not a P90.
It is a single coil.
Okay.
Now, here's the weird part about the single coil.
Okay, lay it on me.
The single coil is sideways. If you took this cover off this pickup, you would see some little stubby pole bangers.
Yep.
And underneath them, you would see this coil.
Okay. Stubby pole bangers and coils.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people think these pickups suck.
Yeah.
Some people think they're all right.
What do you think?
The thing that's great about it is it kind of rips.
Grip it and rip it.
Grip it and rip it.
Okay.
They put it out, and a lot of these design elements are very intentional. For instance, this body is 1¾ inches deep.
Okay.
And it's a plank body.
Yep.
They were thinking, we got to get some of that sweet, sweet Telecaster action.
I like the body style of that.
Yeah, and the Junior was doing that, too.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
For the same reason.
Yep.
Wraparound bridge tailpiece, very simple.
Yep.
2 8-sided carousel knobs.
There's a lot of cool design elements on this guitar.
Yeah.
Those are maybe the coolest thing.
Yeah.
They look like Bakelite.
They are. These were left over from the Epi Jazz Box days, as were these New York pickups.
Huh.
So these are being made in Kalamazoo, Michigan by the Gibson dudes.
Right, right, right.
And they're just using the parts.
I'm into this guitar.
A stamped truss rod cover.
Uh-huh.
It's got a headstock logo that is actual metal.
Yeah.
And it's shaped.
Okay.
It's got a nickname, Ed.
Yeah. Is it something to do with the butt crack?
Bikini badge.
Yeah.
Imagine the bottom half of a bikini.
Yep.
This was the same badge you could find on the Epis in the 30s and such.
Reusing parts.
Yeah.
That makes it cheaper, I'm sure. If you don't have to go out and like redesign a whole bunch of shit, you can just pull parts from older stuff. 1959, what does this thing cost?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what, they made 237 of them.
No shit.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding?
This first year, 1959, Epiphone Coronet we are holding is one of only 237 made.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
237 for a really low ender.
Yeah.
For a model
from
a company that most people thought was dead.
That is a shockingly low number.
This thing is birthed into a wondrous world in 1959.
Oh, God.
We give statehood to Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii is a lovely state. You gonna play some Hawaiian on there for me? I'm sure the Cold War coming and everything. We probably want a presence in the South Pacific. We want to be out there in case them Ruskies decide to come a knocking.
The Ruskies are kind of busy.
In 59?
Yeah, that is when Che Guevara and our man Fidel Castro enter Havana and take over the country.
Sure. We need those guys coming down out of the mountains of like the Appalachians and the Cascades. That's what we need. Where's the U.S. Che Guevara?
The Xerox 914 comes out.
Oh, that's cool.
The old 914?
Okay.
Very first Xerox machine ever.
How many people do you think sat on a Xerox 914 and Xeroxed their ass?
We got to make sure this glass holds
up. Come here, Frankie. Sit on this thing.
Pull your pants down.
Yeah. Okay. Great. 59 sounds like a pretty great year.
Yeah, and nylon tights.
Pantyhose, so that's getting rid of the garter belt, right? Where it was a whole, like, fucking thing you had to do.
Yeah.
Whole fucking thing.
You know what they were marketed as?
No.
Panty legs. I gotta go get me a box of panty legs.
Yeah, I gotta pull the panty legs up with my finger hands.
Okay, great. So that is the auspicious beginning of this guitar.
Oh my God, we're still in the first year.
Well, maybe you need a palate cleanser. You need a song or something?
Oh, song would be nice.
Okay, well, why don't we do that and then we'll move on from
okay.
there. You know Humble Pie?
Yeah, kinda.
This is I Don't Need No Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The opening riff on this is played on this same guitar.
Just whip that out. Just bang it out.
1960.
60.
They put a P90 in here.
Oh.
Why'd they put a P90 in there?
They ran out of that thing.
What now? We ran out of the old Epi ones? Okay.
Oh, shit. We only had 240 of those.
Yeah. Yeah. And same thing with the bikini badge.
Mm-hmm.
What's that over there? We don't have any of those left.
No. Nope.
We'll just inlay the word Epiphone on it.
Yeah.
They go down to 1 3/8 thick body from 1 3/4.
Okay.
It gets thinner still, and they round over
the round it. Yep. What year was that?
60.
Oh, okay.
So you see the pickguard on this 59?
Yeah.
Cut to go down into the bottom horn.
Yep.
And it
kind of goes
around and does some shit.
Yep.
In 60, they make it symmetrical, so it goes up into both horns.
Yep.
And they put an embossed letter E.
Mm-hmm. The 59 is way cooler than the 60.
Yeah, this thing has a ton of vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Vibe for days, guys.
Day vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the finger hands and the weed dope.
Yep, exactly.
They offer another finish.
Red.
Yeah, the cherry. They go to the cherry.
Yep.
In 1961, another emergency.
Oh, no, we ran out of the...
wait, what's that, guys? We don't have any more of those carousel knobs? God damn it.
Great.
Okay, put some Gibson-style knobs on it. Fine.
So 2 years of the carousels. Okay. Okay.
62.
Yeah.
You could get it with a Maestro vibrato.
The Maestro Banger?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
62.
Yeah?
Marilyn Monroe.
Uh-oh.
Did she jump out of a cake and sang Happy Birthday to Kennedy?
Yeah.
You know about that? You know about Marilyn Monroe?
But that's not when she...
I think that had to be a couple years later, probably. What about JFK?
Oh,
She died on your birthday. No, that was... What's his ass?
John Lennon.
What's his ass?
Yeah, you know, what's his ass?
That takes a lot of something to go up and do that song when she's actually having an affair with the guy. Like, yeah, so that was cool. That was in 1962.
In 62, they make 499 of these.
The double production on this sweet banger.
Yeah.
Man, that's still such a low number. Oh, that's good. That's nice. That sounds great.
Thank you. You know, the thing is that this New York pickup,
yeah,
I can see where some people would think it's just kind of shrill.
Yeah.
But I could also see, like, from a punky point of view, this would be very popular with those guys.
Because that's... That's no distortion. That's just straight up the sound you get. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, I can see that being shrilly.
Yeah, you want to hear something like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Are you going to let me guess?
High gain hot seat?
Hot seat.
Ed wants the high gain hot seat.
I'm ready for it. Is this going to be a tough one?
This is 1996, and this is called Ba, 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 Ba.
I have no idea who this is, but I love it.
That was from the album Love Is Dead.
Okay.
By the Mr. T Experience.
Oh.
Guitarist Frank Portman loved him the cornet.
I'm going to pull one of these out. I'm going to get one today.
One of them.
Okay.
Okay, 63.
Okay.
See these symmetrical horns?
Yep.
They take the bass side and they make it slightly longer. I don't know why they did that. The P90s that were in it?
Yeah.
The black P90s?
Yeah.
They switched to the metal covers.
Okay. Still a P90?
Still a P90.
Okay.
And probably the biggest thing a lot of people are familiar with,
yeah,
they switched to six-on-a-side tuning machines.
And don't they call it like Batwing or something?
As you look at it, it's supposed to be like an E.
Yeah.
But it's commonly known as the Batwing.
Okay.
Now they're going with different finishes, too.
Okay.
Finally, in 63, you can get Sunset Yellow, California Coral, Pacific Blue.
Okay.
And Silver Fox.
Oh.
Very interesting color. I think I have seen this.
Okay.
Imagine a transparent green over the wood, right?
Okay.
So you can see the grain.
Yeah.
But the grain has been filled with silver.
Silver Fox. Okay.
Yeah.
All those colors sound kind of cool.
You want me to dial you in a little closer to the Ed Zone
and
see if you can get it then?
I'm ready.
This is 2002.
2002.
Oh, he's squinting.
Oh, he's having a hard time.
Smoke is coming out of the ears.
It's,
Oh, you look like you might know it, Ed.
And I'm going to say the wrong band, and I feel terrible about it.
Go ahead, say the wrong band.
I can't. It's not Weezer.
No.
It's not Eels.
No.
It's
You're doing great. It is our friend Chris Walla.
From
Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah. Okay.
He liked the Epiphone cornet.
Okay.
In 64, they will sell 685 of these.
These are such small numbers.
There is one at this point that is made that's called the Dwight.
Oh, I don't know much about that.
Yeah, a lot of people might not. On the truss rod cover, in big old letters, it actually says Dwight.
Probably not Dwight Yoakam.
Charles Dwight Shields.
Oh, okay.
Owns him a music shop, guitar shop in East St. Louis.
Okay, okay.
He wants a house brand. He wants a house guitar.
What year?
64.
Okay, 64. But it's a cornet.
Yeah. Paul Weller likes the Dwight.
Oh, sure.
In 1970, the last 20 of these leave the Kalamazoo factory, and that's the end of that. So, how many total?
600 at the high point.
Yeah.
600 at the high point, but they're going through 70, so 59 to 70?
59 to 70.
So, 5,000 total would be my guess?
3,373.
So, those first few years, they were just not making many at all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The cornet?
Wow.
She is done.
Okay.
But still in the hands of people the world over. Like,
sure.
Like, I don't know, Sweden? Okay. What do you know about our good friend Vigilante Carlstrom?
Oh, man. Yeah. I know. I love his name.
He's a sweet.
Okay.
He plays this exact same one, too, a 1959 black single coil cornet. You might know him from his work in The Hives.
Oh.
You like The Hives?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been able to.
Can you hear this guitar?
Yep. The hot seat wasn't on me.
Because
this is one that I could have, like, I probably would have been just squirming over here and, yeah. Yeah, this album's great.
Yeah, our man Vigilante Carlstrom.
That's great.
So people were still playing.
Sure, sure.
And then put a little something on there.
Yeah. Okay.
They would end up over the years bringing them back.
Yep.
Overseas only.
Yep.
Here's one. This guy loves him, the thing, too.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the texture of that guitar.
Who is this?
I'm almost embarrassed to say I like that song because that is Panic at the Disco.
Man, I...
The guitar player's name is Ryan Ross.
I was going to say, man, I really, really like this a lot. And so I guess I have to go reevaluate my Panic at the Disco.
Me too. Thing. I think my original take on them was like, yeah, fuck these guys.
I dug that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's got some cool production to it.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I got one more for us to go out on, Ed.
Okay.
You want to try again? This is 2017, pretty recent.
Okay, that's probably not good.
From the album 24/7 Rockstar Shit.
Oh, okay. I don't know who this is.
The Cribs, 2017.
Okay.
That song was In Your Palace.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to get keyed into that sound.
Yeah.
That unusual single coiliness.
Right. Yeah, I dig it.
So what do you think of this guitar, Ed?
I love it.
Would this find a place in Ed's collection?
I want it. I want that one. I want Frank's.
Yeah, you know, isn't that something? Like, I think I agree with you.
A 58 Junior. Les Paul Junior or a 59 Cornet, I would take the Cornet any day.
Would a 58 Junior show up that is an example that just like clicks with me?
Maybe. It also doesn't have the baseball neck. It's much easier to play.
The playability of this is great for thrashing around. I don't think you're getting this thing to do your wheedly wheedly on it. Wow.
Yeah. It's awesome. I could see why those guys in the Hives are into it. That makes sense.
It's probably like really little maintenance too. So like you could go around and play shows all over the place with this thing. It's not going to be a problem.
Yep. Yeah. I love it. 2019 Guitar of the Year, right there. We're going to call it.
Really?
We're calling it.
Really?
We're calling it early. Yep, the 2019 Guitar of the Year, 1959 Epiphone Cornet.
That is a bold move, Ed.
I'm calling it in middle of February. We're not going to get a guitar in here that I like more than that guitar.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
That's line in the sand. Oh, my God. If we get a gem, we got to get a gem.
A gem.
I love them.
Yeah, this here 1959 Coronet is fantastic. Yep. Of course, it's no gem.
Right. Exactly.
All right, how's that feel, Ed?
I think we did great today, John.
I think today was a fantastic day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, some of our episodes are hits and some are misses. This one, just out of the park.
Out of the park.
Out of the park. So you people need to listen to this,
yep.
And then you need to smash that subscribe button.
Yep.
You need to hammer on your little keypad and leave a review on
with
the
your finger hands.
With your finger hands, get a review out there because you know we're in the single digit reviews, and we need to get that number up.
And if you're not following us on Instagram, do that. We post lots of funny pictures.
Funny. Air quotes.
Air quotes funny.
Yeah.